Good afternoon, friends, and welcome once again to our nifty program that's available for sponsorship from coast to coast.
We want money for this program.
We want to get paid, you know what I mean? We want to get loot.
Something doesn't happen soon.
I want to get like Arthur Harry and count money. Not millions, but billions.
Ray and I were sitting in our upholstered office this morning, and we were saying to each other, we wouldn't mind making $1 million this year. We'd be very happy to pay the income tax on $1 million.
As a matter of fact, I've set my goal as $1 million this year in earnings. And I don't think I'm going to let anything stand in my way.
That's gross, sir.
Just about $999,000.
Nice work, Ken.
Oh,
work, good,
Ken.
Good.
Great.
He made it funny.
He did make it real funny, and he's mad.
But really, I have set that goal, and...
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make it. I'm serious. I want to make $1 million this year.
Well, I certainly hope you
do. Now, there are several months gone, so I'm going to have to work overtime.
You are. But get in on it right now.
Certainly, friend.
Remember that address.
Learn taxidermy at home.
It's Taxidermy Box 10.
This station.
To which you're listening.
Yes.
Well, we have a commercial right off the bat.
I am a taxidermy driver.
What? Have a commercial right off the bat. Get it out of the way.
Silly, Bob. People
no,
will laugh and giggle.
Something special is coming along after this.
All right, then.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
Chesterfield cigarettes are good.
You can smoke them.
That's one good feature of Chesterfield's. And have you noticed, Bob, the smoke is kind of bluish white sometimes?
Yes.
Which means that they spend all kinds of money for that tobacco.
Died right.
It isn't cheap tobacco, friends. That's one thing. It's imported.
Well, part of it is. Part of it is Turkish and domestic. Mm-hmm. Do you grow Turkish tobacco in this country? No.
Yeah, why not? You know what I mean?
I guess you can.
Sure you can.
So but maybe it isn't imported.
It's shade grown anyway, and all packages of Chesterfield cigarettes
you're thinking
are dated. Now, this package I have here says for best use, used before November 47.
Isn't it, huh?
Yeah. I see what they mean.
Look the other way, will you?
Sorry, Bob.
Always look for that date.
Always check, friend. You don't want to smoke old ones. What were you saying?
Get the newest ones. Get the newest ones
what?
You can.
Okay,
no,
all right,
we
sorry.
Won't.
Oh, all right, we won't say
we
it.
We have a new feature today. A new record show.
That's right.
We have a new character. I think his first name is Basil, but I'm not sure. Who recites poetry over records.
Oh, that's a nice feature.
And it's something new. It hasn't been done before.
Oh,
and the way he does it, I think, will really attract your attention.
I heard a lot of talk about this up in program earlier this morning.
Were they telling you about it? Up
way
in program?
Up. Yes, up in program.
Did you go through traffic on the way back, and did they tell you?
I heard a lot of talk about it coming down through the four or five floors that make up this ground glaze.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, shall we give him Basil his chance, then, to...
This is Sewell.
What?
All right, what'll we call it? Poets Corner?
Poets Corner, I guess. He has his own musical background. He does the whole thing himself, spins his own record.
Don't go away now after you read that poem. We may want to talk with you.
Go ahead, Baz. You may want a few words.
I love you now. But for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hope to the possibilities of the good in me. Thank you.
congratulate the folks in program.
I think that's wonderful up there, folks.
And I think, Basil, that you have a great idea. You hadn't rehearsed that, had you?
No.
And you did. You did a marvelous job, ad lib, as you were.
Thank you.
And
the words came from the depths of my soul.
And your heart.
My heart.
I think that probably this idea will catch on.
I think reading poetry with musical background such as I had like that could zoom.
So,
I think it could become popular.
I think it could, too. How long have you been doing this sort of thing?
This was my very first one.
Well, it's a long climb up that ladder of success, but I want to wish you a lot of luck on it.
Thanks a lot.
And let's hope you get there. We're taking you out to the Last Chance Theater, Lowe's Last Chance in Saskatchewan.
30 days, that's September. April, June, at my uncle.
And we want to give you a big chance to make good.
Hmm?
We want to give you a chance to make good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My heart.
That's fine.
And I love everyone.
Come up again and read some more poetry someday.
And good love to everyone.
Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everyone.
Well, thanks, Ben.
Oh, Casey.
Yes,
sir. Well, what do you know about that? I have here, Bob, some salt. Mm-hmm. Very happy to mention I'm going to take a salt bath.
In that little package of salt.
This is Howard Johnson salt, as a matter of
different.
Fact. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of this goes a long way.
And the package very neatly, I see.
It's wonderful. And you really open up the top. Here. Oh, absolutely. It's too salty. Take it back. I can't eat that.
Not if you're a bird.
Ah, it's too much salt. It's not mean. I can't eat that. I don't like too much salt.
You have to be able to sprinkle it, you know.
Excuse me. I guess that takes that.
Clean that up.
Certainly
it
does.
A single commercial in your studio today.
Well, we'll have to ad-lib them, Bob.
I guess we will.
As I see it.
They make our Hoover ride. You can't tell.
Well, let's turn to our men of music.
Well, we had some music.
Huh? But these guys...
They play a different style altogether.
These here guys here, they don't play with no poet.
No,
they don't.
Man?
Oh, this is for the dancing girl. So let's go.
Two Eyes of Blue. Has anybody here seen My Gal and was a swell arrangement?
You know, during that number, I sort of went off in the days. I couldn't realize that here we have two live musicians playing music on our show. We've come a long way.
We certainly have. They're alive, both of them.
I wish you'd sit up, though, instead of playing.
That was a nice song, anyway. Well, another thing, friends, that you probably all read or heard about, the very secret meeting they had down at Blair House, you know. That's in our nation's capital. We have, fortunately enough, hidden a microphone at Blair House, and today we are going to turn on the microphone down there where...
Let you in on some secrets.
Where a group of atomic officials, along with congressional, military, and political leaders, are having a learned discussion of atomic energy and what it means to you as a human.
Take that one over.
Just mull that over in your mind for a little while.
All right, now that's good. That's long enough.
All right, now, engineer, let's...
Will you switch over, please, to Washington? Dun, 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 dun.
Matt, as far as I'm concerned, these here atomic bombs is okay. I mean, so long as we can harness them. But,
General Vandermiller.
Yes, Representative Lum.
I believe there's something you've completely forgotten.
What
in all of this discussion?
Is that so? Just what?
You haven't passed these cigars.
Oh, sorry, I'm awful sorry. Everybody help yourself to these here cigars.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Hey, it ain't bad. How much you pay for it?
Pretty good,
boy.
5 cents
apiece, you see. Now then.
How much do you pay for your soda?
What's that again?
How much do you pay for your soda?
$100. But I pay only a nickel for my cigars.
All right. Now, getting back to this atomic problem.
Militarily speaking, I think they could be employed.
What do you have to say about that, Lum?
The situation as I see it, and after squaring several roots...
I mean, after all, you know? That's the way I figure. You know, I mean, after all...
Senator, I think he got a point there.
That's right on the top of his head, too.
Well, I believe you're beating around the bush a bit about this thing.
But, I mean, nuclear fissionists
yeah.
and so forth.
Yeah.
Like I say.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never tell. You know what I mean?
Yes. What do you do? Colonel Holly, did you have something to say?
Yes, I was going to say, militarily speaking, it's pretty fair. You know what I mean? We feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, but what about the coordination?
Shut up.
That's a good point, I believe, Crumb.
As I was saying, we are sending all this uranium, you know what I mean? And I do believe we should have a stockpile.
I say these are strong cigars.
They're not bad, you see.
You say you got them at the stockpile?
No.
Or the stockyard?
That's pretty good, Crumb. Lump. I'm
but,
Crumb.
Which one are you?
I'm Lump.
Well,
Crumb, I guess.
I was out
there. Yes, I'm Lum.
I was at Fort Knox just recently conducting an investigation down there.
Well, this does lead to some interesting points, I think. We better write notes on this.
And I conducted an inspection.
I got the paper.
I found a lot of men drilling at Fort Knox.
Take some of this, yes.
With pneumatic drills.
Crumb.
And I think that somebody should step in. What's that again?
I ain't got no pencil.
I'm talking, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to take notes. A quiet, Lum.
Yes.
Crumb.
I had many people stop me and say, you soldier?
Have your uniform on?
Yes, I had all my stars on.
How many you got now?
One halo. And they asked me about atomic energy and what it meant to them as a human.
Red Scott, you didn't let them in on any...
I told them it meant nothing to them.
You can save the day there, gentlemen.
Well, that was the thing. Now, to answer the problem why we're all here, it's how much mimeograph paper should we get up this year?
Well, if I were you, I'd say probably a ream or two anyway, maybe.
Well, that rather covers the multitude.
See where Jackie Robinson stole home again yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Well, why don't we switch this thing back to Boston before something
I think
happens?
That's a good idea, yeah.
Because there's a secret broadcast going on of this secret
meeting.
Oh,
that's all. Well, let's let the listeners in on it.
Come in, Harry.
There's a young lady named Judy out here.
Oh, yeah, it's a chorus. Time now, 20 minutes after 1. And time for people coast to coast to turn off the radio. Isn't it?
Sure.
In fact, it was time 15 minutes ago.
Yes, indeed.
They were through this particular network.
It's
now.
It's a key station.
Of a network?
Key station of the North American network.
Yes?
Well, we reach all parts of North America. Most up around Hudson Bay region.
Do we get way out there in Arlington?
Can you get it in Jamaica, please?
Yeah, not very good.
Well, that has a lot, anyway.
Why don't we have Sopine or whatever that thing was that was supposed to happen? Yeah.
All right, sure.
Ladies, when you go to your grocers, you naturally want to get the best possible value for the money you spend, don't you? So the next time you buy a wash day soap, remember this. You get more for your money when you buy new improved Sopeen, the Wash Day Wonder Soap. Yes, Sopeen's new low price makes it the best value of all leading wash day soaps. And when it comes to getting your wash clean and bright, actual laboratory tests have proved that Sopeen washes clothes cleanest, whitest, brightest, and fastest of all leading soaps tested. And here's a valuable extra that we add to get you to try new improved Sopeen, the soap specially made for tub or washer. With every package of Sopeen, we give you a lovely practical gift, absolutely free. So ask for and reach for new improved Sopeen in the big red, white, and blue box at your grocer's today. Remember, you get more for your money when you buy Sopeen, the best buy of all leading wash day soaps.
I was telling Bill Green about the baseball game last night up at Braves Field in which I participated, and so did Sheriff Feller, and the rest of the members of both teams were movie stars and good ball players, too. Wayne Morris was up there, Rod Cameron. Softball, yeah. The tragedians won. They break the outfit down. They have about 30 big stars that Eddie Bracken is taking around. And they break them into two teams called the Comedians and Tragedians. And the Tragedians squeezed us out by one run. The final score, 28-27.
What about squeezing out a run, Bob?
That was the final score of that game at Braves Field last night.
Oh, is that what I missed while I was gone?
A lot of fun, yeah.
Tell me about it. Was it a lot of fun?
A lot of fun.
Who won?
The Tragedians.
The other side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Well, of all the Hollywood stars up there, Bob, who would you say displayed the most athletic prowess?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't looking for that particularly.
Yes?
But Virginia O'Brien's very pretty.
I didn't ask about that. I asked.
They played. Some of the girls played. Belita played.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Skated around the base.
Who else played?
Oh, of the girls and the fellows?
Yes. Any of them.
Well, I was telling you, if you'd listen to the program, I was telling Wilson.
I never listened to this program.
Well, you're right there.
Well, Spring Byington Leibold.
She couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Did
Rudy Valley play?
No, Buddy Rogers did, though.
Rudy Valley just got married, I saw.
Did he?
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see where a bug fell into a young lady down in Dallas, Texas? And
no.
They had to call off the outdoor performance of Bloomer Girl? Actually, it happened. And she has a very natural antipathy, as you were saying, Ken.
And you remember that argument we had?
She doesn't like bugs at all.
You remember that?
Of course, we all love them.
I was chatting with Ray yesterday.
I love bugs.
Concerning Virginia Mayo losing that bathing suit.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yes.
I saw that in time. I was a little behind due to my vacation.
Oh, I saw it a long time before it gets to time.
A couple of weeks ago. Wasn't
sure.
It? But she wasn't there last night anyway.
She wasn't.
So she couldn't have heard your barbs.
What's that again?
She couldn't have heard your barbs.
Did somebody call me?
No.
Uh-huh. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mary. Grand, I haven't seen
Grand
you for weeks.
Bob, you look wonderful.
Yeah, you weren't around yesterday.
You look so ruddy and tan.
Yes.
So healthy and so manly.
And muscular.
Oh, Bob, you're a sight.
Well, I'm glad you've changed your opinion of me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing with yourself this past 2 weeks? I didn't hear you with Ray very often.
Excuse me,
say it into the microphone, will you?
Oh, you'd like me to do warm-up time, Leo? Over what station? So I'll be sure and be there.
This station.
Oh. I won't have to take a cab or anything.
Swell. Because he would put in for it if he did.
Yes, I would. I'd charge somebody.
Sure.
By the way, is this sponsored, Leo?
Yes.
Oh, that means money, doesn't it?
Well, then that's different.
Sure.
Well, it's a sustaining feature.
He'll be happy to do it, Leo.
Huh?
He'll be happy
to
do it.
Your sponsor is Salt.
Oh, Salt Manufacturer.
Isn't that great, huh?
Grand. Well, and I certainly will be glad to handle it, Leo.
Thank you.
And,
I got a little joke we can pull on Leo. He's left the studio now, friends. He's out of the studio.
He's gone.
And what we're going to do, in a few minutes from now, we'll read the whole 5-minute warm-up time, which should go at 1:35, and then at 1:35 after the news,
we'll present Dinah Shore.
We'll eat pizza fries. We'll have an extra record on Crooner's Corner. The entire program schedule will be mixed up.
Oh,
no one will know where they are.
We'll drive everyone crazy.
People will tune in and expect to hear Leo Egan, and they won't.
No, sir. Who could we present in lieu of Leo Egan?
We could present Basil with his poems.
Ah,
that sounds like a
winner, Bob.
Good. I'm going to try to get him back to do another one.
Hey, I was waltzing up by the park lane the other day, and a cop told me to stop. Naturally, I look so silly.
So you went in and had a steak, I know.
I went in, and I had a wonderful steak, Bob. It was a 2-pound steak.
I haven't had one of those $1. For 2 weeks. And I
It was a 1-pound steak for $2. Mm-hmm. And believe you me, it was swell.
Oh, they're delicious over there.
You see the big window they have? They have your picture and my picture in their window.
How did they get those? They go to the morgue? Did someone mention morgue?
No, Goa.
All right, I'll just sit over here and listen to you murder that commercial. I love to see murder.
There's nobody dead here, you know.
There will be more.
Well, anyway, there's a meaning to a name, right? And that should mean pleasure for you. The name Park Lane makes folks think of nothing but sizzling 1-pound steak. But that's not all either. These warm days, these hot, humid days,
these muggy days,
a cold-cut plate with real, man-sized servings of cold roast beef or delightful fruit salad with sherbet and a cool drink hit the spot, don't they? Dinner at the Park
Lane. Don't they, really?
I mean, hey.
Don't they? Yeah. Ask yourself that question.
Dinner at the Park Lane is relaxing and pleasant. The menu, complete with chicken. There's chicken, chopped, lobster.
You sit back with enjoyable music.
Hmm?
With enjoyable music.
Yes. Beautiful music.
Soft, inspiring music.
The music for dinner and relaxing.
Why do I love you?
I love you for what you are. I love you for baby. Out of the lumber of my life, a Harry Temple, a lovely memory. They've gone hard wild.
Dinner at the Park Lane is relaxing and pleasant. The cocktail is superb dinner.
Can see
music.
They've added instruments to that band over there.
Music and atmosphere give zest.
Does it say music? No,
hold on.
Fellas,
someone will get hurt. This atmosphere adds zest.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson has just hanged himself.
Wonderful! Oh, wonderful!
Oh, I'm so happy.
Give zest to your living, a treat you want to often
Excuse
enjoy.
Excuse me, Mr. Green has just...
Hey, they look better.
Sure.
The Park
they
Lane...
that ruddy glow.
The Park Lane, across from the public garden at 214 Boylston Street in Dallas, is a mecca for folks who know and enjoy dining at its best.
So if you're going west this summer, be sure to stop at the Park Lane, 214 Boylston Street. You'll know it by the high heel boots outside.
And the wooden Indian that speaks. Hey, that reminds me, we haven't had a good mystery show in a long time.
There was another fellow. Oh, I thought you were going to say Weston. I was going to say Hopalong Cassidy was up there last night firing his 6-gun.
Oh, he was? Really?
Yes.
The old thing.
And he was throwing lucky coins to the children.
Oh, wonderful. What were the lucky coins, Bob?
I didn't get close enough to one. I fought with a kid for a while.
Picture
there,
of Louis B. Mayer, I presume.
This little kid took it away from me.
Was Sonny Tufts there?
Yeah, Sonny was there. Sonny's mother was there. He came in from Winchester, I believe.
Yeah, Sonny is a native, as I recall. I always read those motion picture magazines regularly.
You do? I've seen you out there in the announcer's room for hours, browsing through them. Well, anyway, this is the Park Lane that we just sold.
That's
How
right.
much we get for the Park Lane?
$4 or $5.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but you see, I mean, it's inflation. That's
I
want to
keep
price.
An eye on that place and see what the new owners are going to... call it.
Mm-hmm.
Since we sold it.
Hey, really, friends, if you're in town, though, and you're hungry, eat at the Park Lane for your sake and for ours.
And theirs.
And theirs, too, yes. It's a neat little arrangement. You see, it's
they
like...
They don't want to be caught with a lot of these steaks hanging around that they can't sell, so go in and eat them up. Buy them.
You see, friends, we like to look at it this way. It's a big pie. And, the management of Park Lane have to have their little piece, we have to have our little piece, and we want you to have your little piece.
Everybody gets his share.
Yes.
Therefore, on that premise, you've got to go to Park Lane.
I promise you, if you go there, you'll like it. And I think that once you go there, you'll write us and tell us that you like it.
Now, before our next commercial and the headlines, let's have some music.
All right, I'd love to sing...
Go ahead.
Well, oh, all right.
be doing now.
Endurance contests over the long 675-yard distance. A special sprint over the Wonderland course and two spotlighted events, the 8th and 9th, features tonight's program of Greyhound Racing at Wonderland Revere. These events over three different distances bring to post the cream of the crop, 48 greyhounds that lead in speed. Now here are the entries, write them down for the 9th. Reno Kitty, asking fair play.
Oh, I don't want nothing more. I just want a chance to even break. That's all.
You want to get paid?
Yeah.
We're going to pay you, Eddie.
Oh, well, okay, then.
We're going to pay you off with dividends.
Oh, well, okay. I just asked.
We're going to make sure you get what's coming to you.
Sure, you're going to get it, Eddie.
Sure.
Oh, good.
Take him into the paying room.
Okay, Charlie.
And pay him, Louie.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
pay him.
I ain't worried about it. Sure, yeah, we'll go in there now.
The other dogs, Never Sunny, Katuza, Welcome Stranger, here are the 1:30 headlines, Ruling Sultan and Charlie Chap. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere, over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots provided for those who drive. See the outstanding Greyhound stars of the country in action.
Make it a gala picnic. Bring the whole family.
Go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere.
You'll be glad you did.
Yes, go to Wonderland. Go to the dogs tonight.
Dan Day with Bob and Ray be back again tomorrow at this very same time, 1 o'clock on your radio, 8:50 on the clock. That's WHDA.
Mr. Wilson plays the organ and Billy Green with the piano. Bill, his Dynapole piano and orchestra.
We have to get out of here for a transcription.
Oh.